الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل رب زدني علما. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, sisters, students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this time allocated to me, there's three topics inshallah we will highlight. Number one, the challenges and the issues that we, the Ummah, are facing today. One of the greatest challenges we face is secularism. What do we mean by secularism? If you analyze the word, the philology of it, you will find that secularism means where you advocate, you promote a godless society. And you will see today, whether it is entertainment, whether it is business, any aspect of life, and you will see that is becoming more and more dominant. They will tell us that we must integrate, we must assimilate. And I just come back from South America, Ramadan I was there, I visited six countries, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, Paraguay, and all these countries there, Chile, Peru. So you will find that the Muslim Ummah today, that we feel that Islam is just like a private religion, that Friday we okay, we read Jummah Salat, and thereafter then we will just follow what people are doing. And that is not what Islam really means. Islam means we must be those group of people that we influence others, not we get influenced by others. So that is where we are standing today. Majority of the Ummah today, we are getting influenced by others. Whether it's our children, whether it's our parents, whether it's our siblings. And that becomes a huge, huge downfall. And when they tell us about assimilation, integration, so it was something very common there, that the students will come, people will come and say, Friday I go to masjid and Sunday I go to church. So when I ask them, but why do you have to go to church? He'll say, my wife, my girlfriend is a Christian and so forth. So obviously we can't be allowing all these type of issues here. So each one of you, you're a student in here in this varsity in Takis. Now look at ourselves, let's say all of us are students here, and bring what I am telling you about secularism. You will see that this whole system is structured in such a manner that it is egocentric. After 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, I'm BA, then I do my dissertation, I'm MA, then I do some other research, then I'm a PhD, and I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. So your whole emphasis is on egocentric. I want to massage my ego all the time. And I am this, I am this, I am this. And when you study the noble Quran, you will see everyone who said, Ana, Ana, I. Almighty Allah decimated, annihilated them. Whether it was the Pharaoh, he was drunk with power. And he said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. That I am the supreme being. He said he is God incarnate, divinity in the form of humanity. You take Iblis, Allah gave him such knowledge. And he refused and defied the command of Allah. And he said, Ana khairun min. I am superior and better than even Adam alayhi salam. So Almighty Allah expelled him forever from Jannah and Paradise. Then we take Namrud. He had so much wealth, he used to rule the whole world basically. He said, Ana uhyi wa umit, I give life, I give death. So brothers, sisters, all of you who are studying in this institution, remember Islam does not stand for that we become egocentric and we're massaging our egos all the time. Islam system is theocentric. Theocentric is whatever Almighty Allah gives us, we say what Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam said, and that is Hadha min Fadli Rabbi. It is the grace of Almighty Allah that I have this. We want you to become the best of pilots, best of doctors, best of engineers, everything, you become the best. But you can only become the best if you allow yourself to be connected to Allah. So the CEO has to come into it. The CEO is to bring Allah in every aspect of life. And we detach ourselves from that, then we become egocentric and then we only promoting ourselves. We're not promoting Islam. So you say, I'm a Muslim doctor, I'm a Muslim pilot, I'm a Muslim engineer. So that is what we want. Otherwise, engineers, doctors, pilots, there are too many. So we want the Muslim doctor. You see, when a person, you take the African lady, when she walks on the road, and you will see there's a lot in the rural areas, then she will put something on her head, and she'll carry her children. But her priority is that on her head must not fall. So we must make sure our Islam must not be removed from us in the process. Now today this ummah, the micro and the macro, we're suffering from a complex. And the complex is inferiority complex. We even feel shy to tell people we are Muslim. Now when we just entered your university, the police were there, they looked at us, they said, oh, Osama bin Laden. So they already associate us with that. But remember, it's not a bad thing. At least they realize that these people are Muslim. You know, when I travel by plane and there's a non-Muslim sitting next to me, you can see how uncomfortable he is. I always relate the story. Once I was flying to Zambia from South Africa, and there was a white gentleman and then myself and then my wife. So I could see he's very uncomfortable. I asked him, sir, what's your name? So he said, Steve. I asked him, you believe in Adam and Eve or you believe in Adam and Steve? He said, no, I believe in Adam and Eve. So in that way there you break the ice and you start explaining to them. So I told him, ask me anything you want about Islam. And we got the discussion going and he was very, very happy about it. So my first message to all of you, students, lecturers, professors, myself included, all of us, remember we need to detach ourselves from the egocentric mentality. You're not going to do anything for this ummah. The Quran says, Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, that you must believe in the unseen. When we are egocentric, we then only concentrate on yu'minuna bil ghayb. How much money can I make, maximum amount of money in minimum time? By the time I reach 40, I must be tired and retired and finished. That is not what Islam is teaching us. So that is the first point. Second is, we must maintain our identity wherever we are. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُذِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّ. Almighty Allah sent Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us Deenul Islam, so that Deenul Islam must prevail over every system. Look at us today. The failure of the macro, we cannot even show any non-Muslim or non-Muslim country. This is a model of an Islamic country. Because the Muslim countries today themselves are suffering from this huge complex, this intellect, you know, that we start feeling we are inferior, the West is the best and white is right. So once you have that mentality, you're starting on a negative already. So you have to say Islam is the best and we want to share our Islam with the rest. That is our mission. That is our motto. We must change the lives of people with Islam. Not the other way around. That they change it with capitalism, they change it with Zionism, they change it with other isms. No. So that is where we are failing. Third one, brothers, Today, you look at the world, there's no time, but I'll just take 3-4 quick examples. What is the whole conflict going on in today's world? The conflict is this. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allahu Nuru Samawati Wal Ard. Almighty Allah is the effulgence in the heavens and the earth. Who is Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Everything, all the teachings of Nabi alayhi salam is nur, is effulgence and radiance. The message of the master is this. Quran says, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. You take the people out of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the light and radiance and effulgence of Islam. Quran Kareem is what? وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. It is nur. You and me as Muslims, what are we? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Allah has placed that radiance, that effulgence, that hidayat in the inner recesses of our heart. So these enemies, all of them put together, so what is their aim? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their motive, intention, Quran is teaching us, is to extinguish the light of Almighty Allah. We don't want Muslims. There's a political party in Australia now, One Nation Party. Their whole system is no Muslims allowed. In this week's election, they won 4 seats in Australia. You see, to Donald Trump, he made the statement already, I don't want Muslims here. But he's not holding the Trump card. We are holding the Trump card. His name can be Trump, but we hold the Trump card. So brothers, remember, this is the motto, that is the aim, the motive, that they don't want Muslims and Islam. But Allah has taught us, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. The more they plot and plan, the more Allah Ta'ala gives Islam the rank and status. Their own people embrace Islam. I went now to 8 countries, 6 countries in South America. I was in England, I was in Scotland. You go and look and take a survey. Every day people are embracing Islam. Despite our weakness, despite us not practicing on Islam as we ought to practice, but yet they are so intrigued and so impressed with Islam. Majority of them who embrace Islam are the ladies and the females. 3 issues quickly. You take Turkey. What happened in Turkey, brothers? Do you even know what happened in Turkey? Turkey is not only they were targeting Erdogan. Erdogan was a genius. He made sure he took all the money that they had to pay the World Bank. And now they owe the World Bank 0. And this is what they don't want. They want every Muslim country, every Arab country to be on his knees. You must become a beggar in front of them. And once he paid, he told them, go to hell, I don't need you. So they said, if you don't need us, we make sure we remove you. And then they used the army, but وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. So the attack is not on Erdogan. The attack is on Islam. The attack is you Muslims. You must never become self-sufficient. We want to dictate the terms. And that is what you need to understand. In Palestine, what is happening? Same thing is happening. Gaza today is the biggest open prison. We've been to all these places, alhamdulillah. So you will see the Muslims are selling Palestinians out left, right and center. Who is today cutting deals with the Israelis? Who is cutting the deals? You know the Muslim governments and so forth. So brothers, you need to understand that people look for their short-term benefit. Islam has become very secondary. As long as we can make our money, don't come tell us about Islam. Third one, you look at Burma. That day, the fire worshippers, the Buddhists and all of them, remember they slaughtered the Muslims, there's no one for them. I was in Sri Lanka 2 years ago. They told me, you go to the airport and leave from here. Because we ourselves are so terrified, Muslims taking the flag of the Buddhists and putting it on their homes. Because the Buddhists were coming in their droves and burning their homes. Imagine when this ummah becomes so frightened, we can't do anything. We stand at their mercy. So you go anywhere in the world, you go to Syria, and you see the Shias, what they are doing to our people. They are slaughtering the Sunnis. And yet we get brothers who speak of unity. How can you reconcile these things? It's beyond my imagination. So brothers, you need to understand the issues facing this ummah are too much. But we can never be despondent. So what we need to do? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. In conclusion, I leave you with this thought. And this is the example, the parable Allah is giving us. You see, all of you went to Durban, Cape Town, or foreign countries, you got your river, you got your dam, you got your oceans. So when you look at your ocean, you see the bubble, the foam, all that is on top. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the foam and the bubble, it remains on top for a little while, and then it disappears. We as South Africans, people who are my age, you know, we were born in apartheid, and we saw how apartheid was dismantled in front of our eyes. So remember, that is what happens to anything based on batil. All these systems, secularism, capitalism, Zionism, communism, Buddhism, Hinduism, what's happening in Kashmir. So all these systems must perish, because each one of them is based on falsehood. You and me, our brothers and sisters, beneath that bubble and foam is the water. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So the water is an asset to humanity. So take the water of Islam and spread that to the world. The world is thirsty, waiting for the Muslim to come. We were in Argentina. The Muslim of South Africa put up a masjid there, 3-story high. They didn't go for collection. They used their own money. And today that has become a beacon of light for the people of Argentina. Go to Quilmes. They have put up a madrasa and Darul Uloom. So Muslims from South Africa, no collection, their own money. Go to Paraguay, the brothers and sisters from Bangladesh, they're very well to do. They placed, put up their own masjid and established their own masjid. Imagine this ummah today is placed establishing masajid, madrasas, darul. In those places you will never dream. But that is how Islam will flourish. So my message to you brothers, we have the best, we have to share it with the rest. Don't become the bubble and the foam. Become the water and quench the thirst of humanity. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us for His deen. And may Almighty Allah protect our iman and let us die with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.